AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani.
A shutdown for the Department of Homeland Security at the end of the day appears certain as lawmakers in the House and Senate were set to leave Washington for a 10-day break, and negotiations with the White House over Democrats' demands for new restrictions have stalled. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports on a key inflation measure dropping to a nearly five-year low.
The government's consumer prices report shows inflation dropped to 2.4% in January compared to a year earlier, down from 2.7% in December. Apartment rental price growth slowed and gas prices fell, all offering some relief to Americans dealing with 5 years of sharp cost increases. Inflation is now not far off the Federal Reserve's 2% goal. If it gets closer, that could let the central bank cut its key interest rate. On a monthly basis, though, inflation shows signs of staying elevated, with consumer prices rising 0.2% in January from December. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The replacements for the astronauts involved in NASA's first medical evacuation are on their way to the International Space Station. At a news conference, NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman says liftoff for SpaceX was successful.
What a absolutely wonderful start to the day. We saw a remarkable Crew 12 launch.
The audio is courtesy of SpaceX and NASA TV. Ukrainian skeleton athlete Vladislav Hereskovich was barred from racing in the Winter Olympic Games Thursday. In an AP interview, he says one person he's gotten support from is the mother of a Ukrainian biathlon athlete who was killed in Russia's war with Ukraine.
For her, like, it was very important, and she was really happy about my actions and about memory of her son. And she was really destroyed by the decision of IOC, and I think it's also like another sad part of the story.
This is AP News. AP's Karen Shamas reports on the naming of a new CEO and chairman of DP World after the predecessor was found to have long-standing ties with Jeffrey Epstein.
One of the world's largest logistics companies, DP World, is replacing a chairman named in the Jeffrey Epstein files. The announcement by the Dubai government's media office did not specifically name Sultan Ahmed bin Sulayem. However, the names of a new chairman, Essa Kazim, and CEO, Yuvraj Narayan, were announced. Those were both positions held by Sulayem. DP World has long been a pillar of the economy of the Middle Eastern city. The announcement comes a day after financial groups in Canada and the United Kingdom said they've paused future ventures with DP World after newly released emails showed a years-long friendship between Sulayem and Epstein. Some emails reference pornography, sexual massages, and escorts. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.